This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Thursday, June 5th, brought to you by the American Farm Bureau. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Nally. The World Pork Expo in Des Moines brought to light many top issues for pork producers and the pork industry. Global trade, key to pork producer profits, and National Pork Producers Council President Dwayne Statler says market access has been anything but certain.
Just because one more thing that farmers are having to wonder, okay, how's our price going to be today? What's it going to be tomorrow? And then, you know, whatever you hear on Monday might change by Wednesday. And then again, it changes, you know, by Friday. So it's just added another few bumps in the roller coaster ride. We look at it as an industry, but I, as a producer myself and other producers, it's just one more thing now we're juggling, you know, trying to wonder where it's at.
NPPC's Maria Ziba says one market stands out with opportunity for U.S. pork.
Our top priority remains market access into Vietnam. We see this as a huge opportunity for our U.S. pork exports, not only because there's 100 million people in Vietnam whose number one protein consumption is pork, but also because Vietnam has that opportunity that is very unique. They not only love to eat muscle cuts, but they eat a lot of offals.
Ziba says pork producers are pleased to hear the U.S. is negotiating trade access with China.
The offals that we export, about over 50% of those are destined for China. So whenever we have a trade disruption, that's certainly an impact on domestic producers. But luckily, we've continued to hear from our exporters that we're exporting our product.
NPPC CEO Brian Humphrey says there were many aspects of the Maha Commission report that were positive for the nation. But in the finer detail, Humphrey says the report was anemic on both science and input from U.S. agriculture.
I've heard a number of concerns from producers in the countryside over really the attack on science and how that report came together with, far as I'm aware, very little or any input from agriculture community that has over years built the most abundant and safe food supply in the world. Right. As we look at that report, 73 pages, 520 citations, some of which turns out are real, there's some real opportunity there for us to dive in and get a better understanding of everything that's included, but some real challenges for us in agriculture who have relied so heavily on science and information and fact to build out this amazing food supply that we have.
The National Pork Producers Council continues to call on Congress to deliver a new farm bill. Ziba says many pork producer hopes are in the House reconciliation package.
Everything on foreign animal disease preparedness prevention, that is for vaccine banks and for laboratories, the funding was included. Then we had funding included for feral swine eradication program. And then the third ask was on MAP and FMD programs, and that's the market access programs and the foreign market development programs.
Dwayne Statler says reconciliation may deliver a number of needs for farmers, but pork farmers need a whole farm bill to address critical issues not in the reconciliation plan.
One of our big asks is Prop 12. We cannot stand for a patchwork of, you know, what we have with Prop 12. The industry cannot take a Prop 13 or a Prop 14 coming from someplace else that makes a patchwork not only for us as producers, but also for, you know, the people who buy our product, who process it and get it out. We have a lot of problems right now with people needing to remodel buildings. You know, what do you do? Do you go for this? Do we go for this? How do we do that? You know, and it just leaves a lot of farmers in flux.
Senators are expected to take a much different approach to farm and nutrition programs, as well as overall budget spending cuts. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by the American Farm Bureau. Sustainability is just what America's farmers and ranchers do. They're at the forefront of regenerative ag practices, leaving the land better than they found it. Learn more at fb.org/sustainability. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit agripulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Nally.